Bricks, I wanted to get into this a little bit. Our boy should be friend of the show, but isn't. Johnny Manziel. Johnny right. Football.
Needs to be friend of the
needs
show.
Needs to be friend of the show. He's so our boy. He's been seen rolling around, and I forget, forgive me, I forget the specific type of car. Very expensive car. Everyone's been asking him about how his life has changed since winning the Heisman, and look, it's just, he's a guy who's high profile now, who's been in the news for being
right.
a 20-year-old kid living the dream.
Now, where did he get said expensive car?
Right. I mean, look, I saw on SportsCenter this morning talking about, you know, his parents are contractors. They make a very good living, so chances are they got, it's just... It's brought to me this issue of college athletes getting paid, right? And because Manziel, especially because he's working on trademarking Johnny Football, and the NCAA ruled that he can keep all of the royalties that come with that, even though he's an amateur. Blah 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 blah. Whatever.
Okay.
What it's brought up for me is, should college athletes be getting paid?
No.
And that's my opinion too. And I don't fully understand the people who say that they should. Because I guess I get, you know, everyone's saying, well, they make so much money for the school, and they don't get this, and they don't get that, and blah, blah, blah. They get a free education.
Yeah, and like, a meal plan, and housing, and
right,
you're like, talking about $100,000.
Free clothes? Has anyone gone to college and not seen, like, I think just college athletes are exclusively clothed in the... free college stuff.
Yeah, they got like tearaways, the super cool stuff that, you know, Michael Jordan used to unbutton in All-Star Game.
By the way, college athletes, how about some jeans occasionally? We don't always need to roll around in
free
jeans,
the sweatpants. Man. It's a hard knock life. Yeah. You see Johnny Manziel in a Sunday conversation with the Herb, Kurt Herb suit the other day? The guy was decked out fully in Aggie gear, and he did not pay a dime for any of that. Shoes, pants, probably boxers. I don't know, maybe he went commando. Not my business, his business. Of course, if he was the friend of the show, we may ask him, because that's
totally
an interesting topic of conversation. And
get weird.
Yes, it would totally get weird. And we'd ask him if that was something that was new, in which case he has changed. And by the way, if you feel the need to go out of your way to tell people that you haven't changed,
you've probably changed.
You've changed. There's a change going on. And by the way, you win the Heisman. A change is going to happen.
Yeah,
inevitable.
Right.
You're not going to be like playing Game Boy with your little cousin, and that's it. That's your weekend.
Sports Center's not following you around to do spring football practice at Texas A&M because I don't know, because they like your style. They're
right.
doing it because you won the Heisman. But either way, you know, I don't know what a college education costs at Texas A&M. I'd imagine it's significant.
I'd say it's definitely significant.
I'm 4 years through an undergrad, and I'm in the middle of my master's. And I'm going to come out of school like $40,000 in debt. You tell me I could play some ball and walk out with nothing?
Right.
Sign me up.
Right. Walk out with nothing. And, you know, I mean, you're going to walk out into the workforce and you'll have no job prospects. No offense, Joe. You're just not a very talented guy.
I'm a guy who gets punched in the face by chicks at rec soccer.
Exactly. You're that dude.
What's there out for me?
Well, you're looking at, I don't know what it is, 18, 20% of these big SEC guys will be qualified, will at least have a decent opportunity to make the NFL, where the starting pay is, you know, trumps what Mike Trout is making, and certainly trumps what the average American mm-hmm. is making. So you are certainly you are building a resume, a lot of these guys, not all of these guys. You are building a resume for a multi-million dollar career, and at the very least you are building a resume for a great professional career outside of football. For free. There's not, plus, if you start paying these guys, they become professional athletes. And if they're professional athletes, I would rather watch the really good ones.
Right. And I mean, at that point, just why don't we can almost do this right now, but why don't we just stop having the games, just give every title to Alabama? Because they can probably pay the most, right?
Right.
They can,
yeah.
You know, it's just, have we so devalued education that like nobody cares that we're getting, you know, guys, Ryan Kelly's going to Duke. He's getting a world-class education. Does he really need to get paid? No. He's getting $100,000 in services for free. That is getting paid.
And listen, and Duke's education is far more expensive than that, I would imagine.
That's why I picked Duke. It's just, you know?
The issue is, and you hear it a lot, well, these guys aren't going to class. That's their problem, okay? You are getting, what you're getting compensated for or compensated with is this free education. Now, if you choose to play big man on campus and not go to class and not, you know, take your exams and blow off your studying and whatever and come out with a 2-2 and try to figure it out from there, that's on you, okay? And you're probably going to regret that decision later. But to poo-poo it because these guys choose, a lot of these guys, and I don't want to blanket, you know, all everybody as a meat stick, because a lot of these guys do not want to go to class, that does not mean that that class, you know, that time in the classroom is a valuable free asset that they are given.
And guess what? Attendance helps. So does studying. Try that.
Just taking it to him, Joe B. I mean, taking it to him. Kid is still in school.
I'm a professional
and he's judging
student.
You. He's judging you.
I know what it's like. Again, and your point was right. Don't blanket everybody. But those of you who could pass and don't just because you're lazy, like, whatever. Whatever. Bad news for the Yankees and ankles recently. Jobber on the trampoline.
Right.
Jeter, shortstop. Brian Cashman falling from the sky yesterday or this weekend. Breaks his ankle skydiving.
One of those, a metaphor? Are we calling this a metaphor?
We're not. Just one of those reasons you just don't jump out of planes, people. Just why would you jump out of a perfectly good airplane? I'll say that again. Point I made before.
I would have been very concerned because if I was looking at Brian Cashman's last 365, big time affair, scandal, blackmail, team embarrassment.
Are you saying he was sabotaged?
No, I'm just saying that maybe he was hoping that parachute didn't open because it has been a rough streak.
It's been a rough couple of months.
If I was Hank and Hal, I would have been like, listen, we'll just donate some money to the Wounded Warriors. We don't need you. We're concerned about you, man. Sit down. We hire a person. Go lie on a couch for a while there.
Moving on to other stuff. What do you think about Magic Johnson offering up $1 million to LeBron James to
now, is he
get in the dunk contest?
$1 million to LeBron or $1 million to the charity of LeBron's choice?
I would hope it's the charity.
I think that that's, I'm assuming.
I would really hope it's not just Magic. I'll cut you a check for a mil. Because that is some wealth flaunting.
It's ridiculous.
I know Magic Johnson, like, he played in the 80s, and I know he's still doing stuff. Magic Johnson's got $1 million to just throw around?
Magic Johnson is an extremely effective businessman.
All right.
He is one of the most lucrative businessmen in the world, you know, athleticism aside. He owns a million movie theaters out in the West Coast. He owns the freaking Dodgers.
That's a good point. Forgot about that.
He has a lot of money.
I forgot about that whole Dodger buying thing when I heard that. I went, Magic Johnson's got like $1 million just to like blow? Really?
Yeah, and I know, I don't know why I opened with that. He has a couple Hoyt Cinemas. By the way, he also owns the freaking Dodgers.
He's got $1 million to blow and he's still just hanging out with Bill Simmons and Jalen Rose and Mike Wilbon. If I had $1 million to just throw around, I probably wouldn't be doing ESPN TV anymore. But
I'm pretty sure Magic Johnson has a get every inch out of life as you possibly can mentality, given the fact that he was supposed to be dead 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's medical advancements. This is a good thing. What, are we going to ignore the fact the guy has AIDS? There's a listener saying, wait, what? Magic, what? He has the H. He's, what? Which, and by the way, if we did break that news, that man is going to practice safe sex, and good for him and good for us.
Not so much good for the female kicker who tried out at the NFL Combine.
Oh, man. Oh, that's so bad.
First kick went 16 yards. Second kick went 14 yards. And then she pulled up lame with a hammy. Not quite sure it was the hammy's fault.
Women's rights movements just went way back.
Look, if next year there's a woman out there who can kick and do it legit, great.
You know the worst part about this?
I bet you,
and again, there's nothing more subtly degrading than referring to this chick as this chick. But
I don't even want to mention her. I don't even know her name. Right. I saw the headline.
Some broad out there. I'm sure she's a really good kicker. I'm sure that there was some pressure and maybe a quad issue, but this is, you can't go out. You know, it's, you can't go out as the first kicker in a regional combine, first female kicker with all this media. This has been talked about for a week or two. And then lay that big of an egg. You have to be better prepared. You have to be confident. You can't go out and like have one kick and you Cashman your ankle because it hit the football.
Reporters,
I mean, it just doesn't look good.
Reporters were saying that they thought it was a sham. And I really hope it's not that. Like I hope you really had a hurt hammy. And if it was legitimately an injury issue, then I'm sorry. And I apologize for basically just crapping on you for the past 3 minutes.
Right.
But reporters, guys who were there saying, this looks like a sham to me. And I'm watching the tape, and there's a quote afterwards from her that said, you know, yeah, the distance wasn't there because of my leg, but I'm hoping that scouts are going to see my form and realize. Like,
no.
That's honey, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Because, wow.
I wish she walked off and then later tweeted that she had a sore wisdom tooth. that would have been better.
I would have signed her because that points for comedy there. Well done. We'll come back. We'll get into another, this time actually deserving story. It's Cover 2.